Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January 15th, 2021. 16 minutes past the hour, and we thank David Newell, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, who I have had a very long and fruitful relationship with at this point, including three trips to Marion, Ohio, which Mr. McFeely made in 2015. And 2016, I believe, and sharing his remembrances of Joanne Rogers, Mrs. Rogers, the wife of Fred Rogers, who passed away yesterday at the age of 92. And apparently David had spoken with her a month ago and did not realize there was any trouble, but I guess she had been in the hospital earlier this week, and you know, at 92, those type of things happen, unfortunately. 740-383-9944. Phone lines will remain open this morning. We were talking about distracted driving this morning and the fascination behind black SUVs. What is it about black SUVs that are so fascinating to people? Is it just me, or do you notice a lot of black SUVs on the road, or people who stop and look at their cell phone as they're driving around and completely become oblivious to everything going on in the world? Is that just me who notices that, or is that just something that happens? Because I am always shocked every time, and maybe I should stop being shocked, that people will dead stop in the middle of a line, or people will dead stop in the middle of a road to look down to read their phone. I just don't know what could be so important that somebody would have to do that immediately. Now, if you have a story like that or would like to comment on mine, you can also give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Also, in hour number one this morning, we heard from our favorite bus driver out there that she now has been offered the COVID vaccine, and she's going to take it. And it's interesting because she had been on the fence about this. She had called in, and we had talked about this vaccine over the last couple, I'm going to say maybe a week, maybe a little more. And when asked about it, I believe she said this morning, she said yes, that she will get the vaccine. Now, that's also a question, which we started yesterday. And it's a big point of concern right now, because we got the rundown yesterday of when you can get the vaccine here in Marion. If you're 80 years of age and older, it starts on January 19th. 75 years of age and older, and those with severe cognitive or developmental disorders, starts on the 25th of January. The February 1st is Ohioans 70 years of age and older, and employees of K through 12 schools that remain or return to in-person or hybrid models, and the week of February 8th, Ohioans 65 years of age and older. Now, there are 800 doses, and we're not quite sure yet if that's in total or if more are going to come. It just sounds like a small number. I don't know. So, what are your opinions on all of that? Do you plan to get the vaccine now that the information is out for people in those age brackets, or if you work in a school? Do you think that 800 doses is going to be enough, or do you have anything to say about distracted driving? Or anything else for that matter at this point. We will talk about anything on this program. 740-383-9944. The phone lines remain open. 740-383-9944. Now, all that being said, some information that I did want to pass along to you, because we had Dr. Art Uhlein on Wednesday, and he gave us information on the vaccine and the current COVID situation and the new strains that are being found, and we know as of, I believe, Wednesday night, the new strain is in Columbus. Let's take the phone call, then we'll come back here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Good. Good to hear from you. It's been a while. What you been up to?
Scott, I got a bad case of housephobia.
Oh, no.
And they hardly any cure for that.
No, that sticks around.
But Scott, I ain't getting old. I'm already old. Let's put it that way. And if I don't have to go to mingle with people, you know what I'm saying? The virus is out there, and they ain't no need of forcing the issue or maybe of getting it, because I'm already past 80 quite a bit. So why force the issue about getting it, you know, and it may take its toll on me, I don't know, but I'm pretty good health, I think, and so on and so forth, and I'm planning on getting a shot if I can, you get in, whatever. And I advise everybody, what would be worse, taking a shot and it damaging you, or staying out there and not take it and maybe get the virus? If you get it very, very seriously, just notice the hospitals and the first responders what it'll do to you. So I believe I'd do the chance to shot, and I would, that virus, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, it is interesting. I did not realize until last week that so many people were taking the option, who had been offered it, not to get it.
Scott, we got to try something. We got to try something to stop this somewhere along the line. They've been off, well, look how long it's been, and it's not slowing down. I mean, you know, when the measles around and so the other diseases back, They doctor for it, they take shots for it, and so on. So we got to do something to it. It's spreading too much. I mean, our country is halfway shut down now, but with that has a lot to do with a whole bunch of it. Scott, we got to try to stop it somewhere.
Well, it's interesting, because I know the people who are saying they're not going to take it. I know that they, how should I put this? I know that they believe they are doing the right thing, and I know that they have done research, and I understand that. But I guess what I'm confused about is that the virus can lead to death. Now, not in every case, but it can lead to death. And if you don't take the vaccination, even when the country opens back up fully, and one day that's going to happen, and once enough people are inoculated, that is going to happen. Now, I think it'll take about a year, but it'll eventually happen. And if you don't have that inoculation ever, COVID will still be there. It won't be as prevalent. And if you get it then, because you haven't been inoculated, it's not going to be any less worse than it is now.
Our scientists, they prove it all together, or seems to be, at the shot is working. I mean, it's pretty well 99-whatever%, effective, but not, it maybe not be that much effective on everybody. But now, like these doctors, these nurses, that virus out there don't have no pity, say, on nobody. if you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
You know, everybody's got their own opinion about it. I'd rather take it and to go through life, you know, or worrying about maybe getting it. I don't worry so much about myself, Scott. Really, I'm burned out. I don't care to tell me. I'm burned out on 86 years old and still in good health. But I worry about my surrounding, my other people. Now, your wife, she's pretty vulnerable. She's younger than I am. And we got a grandson here. He's only 14. I just worry about getting it or carrying it and giving it to somebody else.
Well, you know what else is interesting to me? All this time, really up until this month, there was no vaccine. People did not have the option. And people don't like being shut down. People don't like being told what to do. People don't like wearing the masks. People don't like this. Well, now we have an option in which, if we can do this, this possibly will go all away, and people are rejecting it. Now, I don't know if that's the case, how we're ever going to get past this. I really don't, because even if, I mean, let's say it's 50-50. Let's say 50% of the population gets the vaccine and 50% of the population doesn't. I think hospitals are still going to be full. I think people are still going to be dying, and I don't know how we're ever in good faith ever going to open everything back up fully.
Well, I don't know either. I don't know. I just don't know how they're going to go about. But Scott, we got to get better with our deal. I mean, you know, pretty well everything's in turmoil, if you know what I'm saying. Our economy ain't going to never get a whole lot better unless we get people back in condition of working, open things up, and get people back to work. And I feel for these people out there. It's out of work. I've been a contract worker, and I have been out of work quite a bit. But I've managed to make a living at it and still going. But people depend on that paycheck from day to day or week to week. Man, I feel for them. I really feel for them. And if they got a family, that's devastated on anybody. It's dependent on a paycheck every week. It's got a family. I mean, you just can't imagine. I've been there. You just can't imagine what that'll do to a person when he is a bread earner. You know what I'm saying? And his job is shut down. He's laid off or whatever. And he'd go out to find a job now. You just can't. Or you can find these restaurant job, but you can't raise and feed a family on that. I don't know, Scott. I don't know the answer. For the shot, I can understand a younger generation, healthy, real healthy people. I can understand them. Maybe I think two or three times about not taking it. But I've already proven I run my course, so I'm going to take it just prove to the older people what it does and doesn't do to the older people, so on and so forth. But I'd rather take it and to get away from catching the virus, because I can think of a lot of different ways I'd rather die than I would that COVID-19.
Well, you know, one thing we can say is when Mary Ellen Withrow was in here on Tuesday, you know, we all know now, because we celebrated her birthday on the air, that she is 90, and she said she got the vaccine, and the worst side effect that she's had was a pain in the arm, and she was fine when I saw her Tuesday. She didn't seem any different than she ever has.
Scott, I think it's to prove it to the other people what it does and does not do. If they don't, you know, if the people in the world don't take it to try to get rid of the virus, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna ever get rid of it. I mean, we might get rid of some of it, but it's going to take longer if you know what I'm talking about.
It is. It's just, it's interesting to me because I know like I say, I know Mary Ellen, and she's 90, and she's got it. I also know somebody who is in that age category, 80s and 90s, they got it. And I also know somebody 39 years of age who works in the healthcare field who got it. And it's interesting, because of those three people who I know, you know, pretty personally, the only person who had any side effect was the 39-year-old, and the side effect was not bad. They never missed a day of work. It was just a little nausea, tiredness, and it went away in about a week. So, you know, it wasn't anything severe, and the two people who were over 80, they didn't have any side effects at all except a sore arm.
See, there you go. I mean, Scotty, it has a lot to do. You got to have a good immune system now to start to fight off any kind of disease. And if you ain't got a good immune system, you know, it could be pretty rough on you. But I don't know. It's darned if you do and darned if you don't. So you just got to let your conscience be your guide, I guess. But I read the obituary here too, Scott. It don't say exactly what they die with. You know, they don't put them in the paper that much. But they've been some people that's not all that old. You know, in the 60s, 40s, 70s, early 70s. That's not old anymore. If you follow what I mean, you know, we all gonna go down that road sometime or another. But nobody wants to die. They want to live as long as they can. But I think it's the virus shot is more or less help yourself and help the other people.
I would say, well, I tell you what.
If you can't stay safe of it, that means you won't give it to somebody else. Spread it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking at. I don't want to spread it if I would get it, or, you know, maybe not get it. I still spread it. I don't want anybody. I don't want to spread that to anybody. I wouldn't wish that on my worst friend, that COVID, because a majority of the people, it does work on them. And a lot of people, it don't. So you're just going to have to go with, I don't know what, but I am going to try to get it in me in my 80s.
Well, I tell you what, if and when you do get it, let us know how it goes. Let us know if you have any side effects and what you thought about it.
I know that was what you were going to ask me exactly. Yeah, I will put it back on. I will tell people if I take a shot what it does.
Yeah, I think that helps people to hear. I think the more they hear from the more people who have it, have taken it, I think maybe that their nerves will be eased a little more.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let down my guard about wearing the mask in public. I'm still going to do that, because they recommend you to do that anyway for, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'll still wear the mask. I mean, I wear my mask on account, not only myself, for the other people too, so... Scott, we got to try to get through it somehow, some way, and get things going again. I hope our new administration will help along, but I ain't too awfully sure. I'm not whatever. So our country is, if you really stop and look at it, it's so upside down. So hang in there, stay safe. God bless you.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any comment on anything. And again, we certainly appreciate the call there. And remember, if the lines are ringing busy, just remember to call back again. It just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. Interesting stuff to talk about this morning. Certainly the vaccine is on everybody's mind since it's being offered. Now we got the information yesterday here in Marion to certain age groups and people in the education field. It's a fascinating subject to talk about, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing this morning?
Good to hear from you. How are you?
Oh, good. I finally got out of this boat anchor with an ankle brace.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I was listening in on the conversation with that gentleman, and I wholeheartedly agree with what he's saying. If I get offered a shot, I'm going to take it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there are a lot of people who aren't, and I'm not sure why at this point.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, you know, how are we going to defeat this if, you know, only half of us is doing, taking it, you know, what are some people doing, just waiting to see what happens? Is that what it is?
Well, I think, you know, the vaccine didn't have time to be approved by the FDA, and I think that bothers people. And I think the fact that it's just now being administered to people, and we really don't know the long-term effects, that's making people nervous. But when we had Dr. Yulin on Wednesday, he pretty well explained that it's just, they're really, to his knowledge, would be no way to have any long-term effects. Now, there can be side effects, you know, and that's with any medicine. I mean, you go look at NyQuil over the counter. It's going to give you a ton of side effects that can happen, but people don't seem to be as nervous about that as the vaccine. So I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Well, what people should do is, you know, tell your doctor, consult with your doctor about your medical problems and medical needs, and you two get together and you go from there, whether it's good for you or not. And, you know, I can understand that, but I'll be the first, when my age time comes up, I'll be the first one in line to get it.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, and I would never, you know, people have to make their own decision on getting it or not, but what is puzzling to me is that obviously COVID, the virus, can result in death. Now, it doesn't always, but it can result in death, and it also can result in side effects. So I'm not sure. I don't know if people are playing the odds. I don't know exactly how long they want to see what the vaccine does. I mean, do they want to wait 6 months? Do they want to wait 8 months? I'm not really sure how this is all going to work, because I would find it... I don't think we're going to get rid of the masks if a good portion of people do not take the vaccine. And we learned yesterday that the number in Marion, in the first group, the healthcare workers and the first responders, we've done 400 doses. Now, that's good, but in a county of 65,000, I don't know if that's a big number or not.
No, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, either you can, you know, get the shot now or else get the virus later, and you'll be thinking, man, why didn't I get that shot?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and you know, it's, I don't know. See, my fear is that a lot of people will get the vaccine, and then this group that doesn't get it will start to feel better, because the numbers will go down the more that people get the vaccine, and they'll be less cautious about 6 feet apart and not wearing masks and all that. And then I think they'll get it, and I hope it doesn't result in death, but we have all seen that this illness can result in death, and it also can result in long-term damage to your body.
This is correct, and my theory is I'm not getting any younger, so...
but we'd all like to get older.
No, that's what I'm saying, you know. We're getting, each year we're getting 1 year older, and, you know, and yeah, you got to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in, and I think it's a valid point, and when and if you get the vaccine, let us know how it goes with you.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, phone lines are open here. It's an interesting topic, 740-383-9944. And if you have a differing opinion, nothing wrong with that. Call that in as well. 40 minutes past the hour, 20 minutes left. And again, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling back in. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. You've not heard from me yet, so I guess it's my turn.
Go ahead.
I was still sleeping when David came on, but I'm gonna listen. Very, very saddened by Joanne. It was so nice to meet her, and you know me, I did snag the autograph, and it's proudly displayed with the others in my house. And a good lady who was definitely behind her husband, a childhood idol of mine, throughout his career. So very saddened, but she lived a long, productive life. Did you get a chance to meet her at all when we were in Pittsburgh? Yes, I met her briefly, but she was kind of leaving quickly.
Yeah, when she was being rushed through, I met her out in the lobby, and we shook hands and talked for a minute, and I had talked about having David to the station, and I think David was standing there at that point when we had the conversation. It wasn't a long conversation, but
I think she commented about the photo. I think she kind of thought the photo that I had her sign was kind of flattering, but she's a cute little old lady. I mean, she was just the smile, just like her husband. I mean, you could tell the similarities there. So you kind of see a little bit of Mr. Rogers in her, and she was just so sweet and so cute. So I just that chance that I had, which is a once in a lifetime. I probably talk about this too much, but I really, really, really did enjoy that, and it'll have a forever influence on me. On the topic of distracted driving, I don't know if this came up again. I slept in a little bit, not sure why, but must be my exciting social life. I urge people to get a phone mount. That's, Scott, that is one of the best inventions. A $19 phone mount you can get at Walmart or Amazon. That is one of the best inventions ever in driving safety. Me, I love maps. I've always have. Got that from my father. And I used to just use the paper maps, which you really shouldn't read while you're driving. Now we have electronic maps, which on my phone are just part of Google Maps, and you can use their directions or make up your own, check on traffic, check on speed traps, all that good stuff. Put the phone mount up, and when you're looking, Scott, when you're looking at the map on the phone, it doesn't have a big influence on your line of sight when you watch the road. Of course, you shouldn't be staring at the map, but if you look at it briefly, there's a negligible impact on what I feel is your ability to watch the road. And you'll also know if there's traffic or other issues, accidents, and other problems. And if it's done properly, again, it'll have a negligible influence on your ability to stay focused on the road while getting you there safely. There's also the maps that talk. I just find that aggravating. I like to just follow along with the map on my own. But with the phone mount, you put the phone or your tablet in the line of view, mount it to the louvers on your vent, or on the rearview mirror or the windshield, and it is just wonderful. I don't know if you feel that way too, but I urge anybody, unless you know exactly where you're going at all times, get a phone mount. It is the best $19, $29 investment you will ever make. On my car, just the way that the dash is arranged, it's not really phone mount friendly, which I think is kind of dumb. So I went ahead and found the phone mount that works well, and I recommended it to other owners of my car. And unfortunately, the top piece broke a couple of weeks ago, but I mean, it had a 2-year long life and had a lot of abuse with all the different weather we have in Ohio, so it's not a big deal. I managed to find the same one on Amazon, which was amazing because, these models, they change every 6 months. So I bought it, eagerly awaited the replacement part, Scott, and screwed it in and all is well. Let's hope it just doesn't break. Because some cars, my car in particular, it's hard to find the right phone mount. But, join a group on Facebook of similar owners of similar cars, ask what they recommend, and I'd like to hear your opinion, Scott, but that really is one of the best investments you'll make for your safety, for practicality.
Well, actually, it's odd that you mentioned this, because this past Christmas, I got three people, I think, that as a Christmas gift. Four people.
It is the best gift for practicality and safety. I mean, if you love your friends and family as I do, you're concerned about their safety, and a good thing is it's a $19 gift. Honestly, I'd rather have that than a diamond ring, because at least it's useful to me, and the cost isn't high. But do know the kind of car they have, because with my car, the dash just is weird, and that's what I was concerned about. I was a little excited when I got this car. It's a pretty cool car, but it's like, well, my other car was so much easier to find. I went through like three different phone mounts because they were just so crappy, And so I guess I discussed it on my show. You might have heard, you can say crap on the air as long as it's said within sentence frequently. So, but this car here, I got it at Walmart. It's one of those black web ones, and it wasn't even that expensive. But it just fits it perfectly. It fits it so well, I can't even get it out of the louvers. So thankfully, I was able to get a new one, get a new part and just screw in the top part, because I'll never be able to get it out. Whereas with the other one, I tried the dash mounted. I tried the kind you kind of glue. You take a suction cup to the windshield, and this current one just is better. Plus, it has built-in wireless charging. A lot of the newer phones, you can charge wirelessly, but I never use that because it's slow. I just plug it into the USB. But yeah, you are a very good friend, Scott, by buying people those. Just know the kind of car they have, or maybe get them a gift card for the place that sells them. And it's a safety measure. It makes everything easier, because you do need to have some kind of a direction interface when you're driving somewhere. And, you know, I grew up literally having a map unfolded on top of the steering wheel. That's not safe. So you just try to look at it during a traffic light or something. But with this phone mount, if it's in the right line of sight, Scott, there's a negligible influence on the safety. And if you have the only issue, though, you know, you get a text, you get a Facebook message, just wait till you stop, or at the worst, wait till you get to a traffic light before you answer. Don't start typing stuff while you're driving, especially in this time of the year. And if you do get a phone call, if you have the Bluetooth in the car like I do, you can actually answer it. But I wouldn't actually have a stressful phone call while you're driving. That'll distract you. That's why I sometimes call the station while I'm driving, because that's not stressful. I joke around, etc., and it's fun. So just a tidbit there for safety. Do you agree with me, Scott? Are you as high on these things as I am, or am I?
Well, I think anything that helps people not be distracted while they're driving is a good idea. I don't know why. I'm not really sure why people dead stop in the middle of places where they heretofore would not have done that, just to take a message. I'm not even sure, are they taking orders? Is it an important message? I don't know. I think the volume on these phones just needs to be off when you're in the car, because I think you hear that ding or whatever noise your phone is set to make.
And I'm guilty too, you know, but I just have a system where, okay, at the worst, do it at a traffic light, but you really shouldn't. You should concentrate on your driving, because you just do the math. And at 60 miles an hour, think of how much the car moves in 1 second. And if you do take a phone call, that's fine. I mean, it just takes a second to take your thumb and just drag that little green phone icon thing and talk on the Bluetooth. But nothing that's stressful or that's earth-shattering in terms of business. Again, that's why. But if it's having a conversation with your friend next to you in the car, we can certainly do that. It'll pass time. It'll make the driving fun, because I enjoy driving, and so that's why. And sometimes I call the station. And in my car, I'm lucky. The Bluetooth works really well. Depends on the car and the phone. Just test it out. As sometimes the way you're interacting with the phone isn't the way that you would expect it to have the best possible sound quality. So do you have a phone mount yourself, Scott? Are you kind of as I am, where you just do what you can to avoid having the phone get in the way of the car? You just turn the whole thing off and put it in your pocket? Or
I honestly, and this is true, and I don't know if people will believe this, but I turn it off and throw it in the passenger seat, and until I'm where I'm going, then I'll look at it again. Now, if I'm in a line and I'm waiting and I'm fully in the line and I know that the cars are moving slow, I might glance at it. But other than that, I leave it over there, because there is nothing, no situation where I would have to know information right then that won't wait till I get until where I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, just think, even 20 years ago, people had an answering machine at the house. Some people had phones, but you didn't expect to have this immediate gratification when somebody has a call or a message. And just even, you know, in the 80s, just, you know, remember that. I would actually go to a payphone and call my answering machine and find out if there were messages. I mean, cell phones have technically been around since the late 70s. I had one starting in 1988, an old bag phone. And but that's when, you know, you called Chicago. It was $3 a minute, 30 cents a minute to call Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton were the same area. And now it's like, well, unlimited data, unlimited voice. Those things have all changed. But it's like, we didn't have immediate gratification. What did somebody do if they had an urgent phone call? Well, you couldn't just send a text or a Facebook or a voice call. You had to kind of wait till they got home. And if they didn't have an answering machine, you'd have to keep calling. It's like, do we long for those good old days, Scott, or do we like the idea of immediate gratification? With me, it's good and bad. I'd like the idea that I can be left alone. I think we all need resting time, as much as I love my job, my business. But it's also the case where someone has an urgent problem, something that I can make a lot of money on, they can call me and I can say, well, I'm on my way. So it kind of goes both ways. And I guess it's a matter of opinion which methodology is the one that you prefer.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's better or worse, but one thing I know for sure is we're not going to go back. People are too attached.
I would say, I remember looking at a list of all the, you know, the top 10 technological advances in our society, and the smartphone's number one. Yeah, nothing else is even close. The fact that we are tied to our life with this device in our pocket that can do more than a computer the size of the whole building the radio station is in, you know, a couple generations ago. And it's good and it's bad. We have the immediacy. I mean, sometimes things are important, a medical issue, for example, but and the tracking, the apps that can do almost anything, well, it's good and it's bad. I mean, just think about pagers. Remember, I think in the early 90s, people had a pager on their belt, and that's something that maybe be a source of amusement, but now we have a device that can do that and more. And we have apps, I mean, that can help track your fitness. You could check stock quotes and other business related data, and listen to the radio. As we've talked about, radio over the internet, over satellite, and broadcast radio gives you all different options, and I use all three. You know, I have the Echo in my house now, so I can listen to your station or our station, to internet-based stations, or just tell, you know, play the greatest hits of the 70s or something. So many different ways to communicate and live our life, but sometimes the simpler may have its advantages also. But certainly in terms of safety, the smartphone offers a lot of that. You can find out about emergency medical issue. You can use, as I talked about, the phone mount. You can use the Google Maps and the map system of your choice to see if there's been an accident. See if it may be a detour or some construction you want to avoid. So it is good for safety and convenience, Scott, but sometimes you like the idea of the old-fashioned method. So I would just tell our listeners to balance them both out. But first and foremost, if you are guilty of using the phone for limited purposes in the car, as I am, get a phone mount. If you don't know what kind, that's fine, because, again, my car, I'm surprised that this one's worked out so well. Ask people with the same car, ask the dealer for a recommendation. I would think, actually, Scott, this is kind of interesting. You know, cars don't come with ashtrays anymore, right? You have to order one. They have the outlet for the cigarette lighter thing, but no ashtray. And they don't even call it a cigarette lighter. They just call it an outlet. I think cars should start coming with phone mounts. That way you encourage it, and you don't have to buy one. And it's built into the car, so it won't break. It won't break like mine will. So maybe if... General Motors and other car makers, if you're listening, that might be a good idea. Maybe it's an option on some cars, but I've not personally seen it. But I think just like how they phased out ashtrays, they should phase in these phone mounts and encourage people. Don't use it to text while driving, but use it if you need to look at the map occasionally or take an important call. Might be a wise marketing and practicality idea.
I would say that's not far off, but it's an interesting world, and I appreciate you for calling in this morning, Adam.
I think I've talked enough, and it's time to have more coffee, and we'll see you later.
Thank you, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, 57 and a half, or 53 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All kinds of opinions this morning. And remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. And we still have time for more phone calls this morning. Talking about the vaccine. Will you get it? Will you not? Now that we have an idea of how many we have and when people can get it. Distracted driving is a topic du jour this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
You know, in regards to the number of doses sent, one consideration, you know, there are severe storage requirements. And they found that the biggest bottleneck is getting the shots into the arms of people. And they don't want to send more than they can use pretty quickly at that time.
Well, that's true. I just wonder if like, because my guess would be that the 800 that they have on hand now, I would guess that on Monday, on the 19th, this group 80 and older probably is going to take, if not all, most of those.
Yeah, I don't know what rate they can give the shots. You know, it in the U.S., just recently, you know, they had shipped 30 million doses. 11 million of them were used. You know, that's not a very good percentage, especially since probably half of those was going to have to be stored at 94 below zero and the other half 5 or 10 below zero.
I would just hope, because once they get down to February 1st, when they get to 70 years old and people in the schools, I would hope that they'll just have the ability to restock this initial 800 doses.
Oh, I'm sure they will, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the problem is that there wasn't a whole lot of planning, I don't think, in this portion of the distribution of getting it into people's arms. You know, I think they're learning as they go now that it takes a long time. It's not like walking through a line and getting a shot because you got a lot of paperwork to fill out, you know, and then you get the shot and then you got to sit around for 15 minutes. You know, all that takes up space and you can't pile people on top of people.
Well, that's true. You know what I wonder, though, is I never dreamed after going through this pandemic, which none of us have ever been through, that after 9 months and businesses complaining and everybody, you know, ready to get back to normal, that when the vaccine finally got here, that so many people would not take it. Because it's
yeah.
really odd to me
yeah.
that of the first responders, the people living in...
Even the health people. Yeah.
But when you think of Marion County, the group that got this was the first responders, the yeah. healthcare workers, and the people who lived in nursing homes.
I'm sure there's a lot more than 400 people.
Right, which is
in that group.
I would say there's 1,000.
I don't know if they've used up all 400 or not.
Right.
You know,
well,
they don't tell us that part.
No, they don't give us that.
No.
Well, but I'm shocked that only 400 people. Now,
yeah.
this might be a misnomer, though, too, because I was told by the 39-year-old that got the inoculation that when they called to get it, their healthcare worker, that Marion said they were out. So they actually had to go to Galleon
yeah.
to get it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it worries me in a way because we don't know firefighters, police officers, people at the sheriff's office. Did they all get inoculated? Are we allowed to know that?
That's the other thing nobody knows was what percentage of the people that can't get it will get it. You know, so it's tough to know how many dosages even to start shipping.
I think, and I don't want to criticize government because I don't know who made the decision, but why this was left up state to state, I don't understand.
Yeah, there ought to be something universal.
You would think.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think.
You know, and as far as getting it or not getting it, you know, in Ohio, it's 1 out of 80 people that have had COVID have died.
I know.
You know, and a lot more than that, they said almost everybody that had side effects once they had it, later still have effects of it.
You know, that's going to be people are waiting for this pandemic to be over, and when the panic of the pandemic is over, my prediction is that's going to be the real story.
Oh, yeah.
These long-term...
There's so much unknown.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
with this virus,
I've heard of people who now have heart trouble who never had it before, people
yep.
who are having breathing trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
awful. It's
yeah.
awful.
Kidney problems.
Kidney issues.
You know, one of the biggest bottlenecks in New York City was dialysis machines. That was bigger than the ventilators.
You know, I wonder what is causing... I know it's a respiratory illness, but I wonder what is causing the heart and the kidney.
It's a blood vessel problem,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's terrible.
It's a you know, they tend to clog, you know, and that's bad for the kidneys, so...
It is. And you know what? The other thing in this that is very interesting to me, how many people, before they decide to get it or not get it, are calling their doctor?
Yeah.
I think he would do that.
I would think so. He would know best, especially it seems to be your allergy-type things, you know, your immunity-type things that are most critical. And still, there's been very few people that's had serious side effects, even now that 11 million people that's had the shots.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, like I said, Dr. Yulin sent me a note last night from his friend at the CDC about side effects. And next hour, before we get into the Family Feud, I'm going to read this because this is very interesting stuff about who is likely to get side effects and what they are.
Yep.
So I'm going to do that next hour. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have time probably to take one more phone call if you've heard anything you want to say. And we are going to come back in 15 minutes. So call in vaccines. Distracted driving, all kinds of topics here this morning that we are covering. 740-383-9944. And remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. And we are going to get to the Family Feud, I promise. We are going to get there. Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 11:10 until 12 p.m. this morning, and Exchange Club from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And also, don't forget, I'll be on tonight with Angie Evers from 8 until 10. Let's take this call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, we got the vaccine yesterday, and we don't seem to have any side effects from it.
No side effects, and you both of you got the vaccine yesterday?
Yeah, both of us got it yesterday, Scott, and so far we've had no side effects at all.
Now what?
It wasn't any different than getting a flu shot or getting a little blood drawn.
Now how? What age group are you in?
Well, we're in our late 60s and 70s, but we volunteer at Marion General, so we was offered it.
Oh, good, good. And did you have any hesitation about taking it?
No, not really. We talked to our doctor earlier about it, and she thought it was a good idea, so we just went ahead and had a chance to get it, so we went ahead and got it, and then we got to go back 4 weeks later and get another dose.
So no side effects as of yet?
No side effects at all.
Well, I'm in either of you?
In either of us.
Good, good. Well, I tell you, keep us updated with that.
Okay, Scott, we'll keep you updated.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to break for 15 minutes, but we'll come back with your phone calls in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
Carrie was on a show with me back in the early, about 10 years ago. But she has a couple of children, but I think probably I could have spent some more, traveling a lot.